We present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you, and hello again. The management thinks you ought to know that the cast of My Music is unchanged. In other words, there's John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norton. Right, various musical bushes, B-U-S-H, yes, make up the first round this week. John, here's some brisk music to start things off. Part of an overture called Yorick by a 1920 Bush. Can you name him? And for good measure, give us a 1900 Bush as well.
That has to be Geoffrey Bush.
Geoffrey Bush, born 1920. And yes. The other Bush?
The other Bush is my dear friend Alan Bush. Yes. One of the nicest people I know. He talks rather like that.
He sounds exactly like that. Yes, he does. Alan Bush. Geoffrey Bush wrote that overture, Yorick. Frank, listen carefully to this generous and unrepeatable offer. I'm going to play you a half chorus of somebody singing Down at the Old Bull and Bush and offer you a double mark if you can then answer my question before I ask it. All right, here we go.
Come and make eyes at me down at the old bull and bush. Come, drink some port wine with me down at the old bull.
The answer, Frank?
Origin of Bull and Bush sign, uncertain. Probably something to do with the lees and the fact that the bush was a sign of a wine shop. In Hampstead, the song of Florrie Ford. Anywhere near?
Two marks the man's got. Yes, right. Well, I've written down here the song by Sterling Hunting Crove and von Tilzer, first known in America as Under the Anheuser Busch, date 1903, made famous here by Florrie Ford, quite right. The singer on the record was Freddie Mills, the boxer, and the place, as far as we Londoners are concerned, North End Road, Hampstead. Two marks for the gentleman over there. Why not? Said this round was about bushes. Ian, bushes and briars. The singer's surname, please.
The name that you want is Della, Alfred Della. Mm.
And Mark on that LP, yes. You've got the mark, but as I said, Bush is Dennis. Which Bush is this?
I'd work that out before you asked the question. Knowing your facility for tempering the wind towards me, I was thinking how many bushes are left that I might know. Yeah. And I could only think of this lady for whom I must confess rather a low tolerance is Kate Bush.
Yes, sounds like Tiny Tim's little brother,
yes,
doesn't it? Kate Bush. Frank actually won a bonus mark, Dennis, so it's only fair that you might have the opportunity as well. So listen to this. Filmic. Dennis, the theme from the film Duel in the Sun. Mm. Whose novel and screenplay for your extra mark?
Yeah, well, I met him, so it's a bit easy. He was a very talented writer, actually. He was story editor for Goldwyn Studios during the 40s. His name's Niven Bush, and I think Jewel in the Sun was his own novel. Mm. And he also did the screenplay of the original version of The Postman Always Rings Twice, which I think was a bit of a landmark film if you were an adolescent.
Yes, yeah. Wasn't it, though? Niven Bush.
And so that Cain was able.
Completes our Bushes. Later on in the programme, I'm going to ask Frank and Dennis to tell us who or what was or were the Mighty Handful. The Mighty Handful. You might like to be thinking about that in odd moments. Meanwhile, here are some quotations from literary folk writing about music. John, I quote, "Take that Kreutzer Sonata. How can that first presto be played in a drawing room among ladies in low-necked dresses? Such awakening of energy and feeling to which no outlet is given cannot but act harmfully." Whose words?
It's a marvellous story by Tolstoy called The Kreutzer Sonata.
That's right, Tolstoy's own words, The Kreutzer Sonata, yes.
Marius Goring used to do a marvellous dramatic reading using the music interspersed.
Good idea.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yes, good idea. Frank, quote again. "It should be called, rather, The Lost Progression, for the young lady was mistaken in supposing she had ever heard a single chord like the sound of a great amen. Fancy being in the room with her while she was strumming about and hunting after her chord. Fancy being in heaven with her after she had found it." The unmistakable tone of somebody's notebook.
I thought it was Bernard Shaw but notebook, hyphenated, would be Samuel Butler.
Samuel Butler, yes, from Samuel Butler's notebook.
Very good, isn't it?
Yes, very good stuff. He wrote some lovely things, didn't he? Wasn't it Samuel Butler in his notebook who said he was thinking of writing a story called, what was it, The Haunted Ledger, about a ledger which whoever deals with it always shows a loss of £3.08¾. That was Samuel Butler. Ian, a far more serious author, and he offers you a key word as a clue. I quote, "But glorious it was to see how the open region was filled with horses and chariots, with trumpeters and pipers, with singers and players on stringed instruments, to welcome the pilgrims as they went up and followed one another in at the beautiful gate of the city."
Presumably Pilgrim's Progress.
Yes, by
John Bunyan.
John Bunyan, yes, that's right. Dennis, quote, "You are now in Italy. View it with care. Do not run through it, as too many of your young countrymen do, musically and knick-knackily. No piping or fiddling, I beseech you." Who writing to whom?
Well, there's a lot of interior clues there, aren't there?
Yes.
Like knick-knackily.
Yes.
So I should know it, shouldn't I? It makes it all the more reprehensible that I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, somebody giving very good advice a long time ago.
A well-known advice giver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't do fairer than that, I think. 1749, the year. You're heading for a half mark, I think. Was written to his son.
Oh, Lord Chesterfield, yes, if it was written to his son. Yeah?
You're a lucky half mark, Lord Chesterfield to his son, yes. Old-timers among us will remember a song, quasi-monologue, that began, "There were three trees, there, there, and there." I don't propose to go through it, just to tell you that I have four mini piano medleys for you, one each. And for each of you, it involves three trees. John, working on your own in this case, which three trees are these? Right, three trees, John.
What was the third? Because Tit Willow, I thought, was the second.
No, we've had two before then. So we've got Willow, that's half a mark. Did you get any other trees?
No.
Well, it's from the oak and the ash. So those were the other two. We've got half a mark. Right, Frank.
Oh, three trees, yes. Two in the first two.
Yes. but yours, Frank, do have a tune each. Here are your three. Three trees for you.
Thank you. And the first one is the gather tree.
It's the wheel tree.
Or the lilac tree.
The lilac tree, yes, all right.
And the other one is the oak tree, about which one ties the yellow ribbon.
Yes. And the last one.
It's the da-da-da-da-da-da tree.
The Blue Ridge Mountains off Virginia.
It's quite lonesome.
Yes. It's the lonesome tree. It's the pine. The pine. But you've got one mark out of 1.5. Right. Ian, 3 trees for you, one of them a bit of a cheat.
Like mine.
Yes, well, the first is the Scots song, the Rowan Tree.
Yes, well, and pronounced as well.
Yes,
the Rowan Tree.
And then, oh, I see, the cheat is the beach.
Yes,
at Bali Bali.
It happened on the beach at Bali Bali, yes. And
Heart of Oak.
Yes, you got 1.5, 3 out of 3, very good. Right, Dennis, your 3 trees.
No way to make ivy a tree, is there, really?
Not really.
Well, the first one eluded me completely. Did you get it?
I only got the holly and the ivy.
And then that lovely willow weep for me.
Yeah, willow weep for me. The holly and the ivy, the first one.
No.
It's the song of the fir tree, of which Billy Mayall, of happy memory, did a very interesting piano arrangement. So you've got 1 out of 1.5. In the audience, there's an old friend of mine who's great piano teacher and personality, Sidney Harrison, and he knows, as better than I do, that practicing scales is perhaps the least enjoyable part of playing the piano. Unfortunately, it's necessary. You might think that simple scales wouldn't interest the great composers, but you would be wrong. John, whence comes this scale in C?
Well, it's a cello all by itself.
Mm.
It's obviously Bach.
Yes.
It's a scale of C.
Yes.
So it's probably not the suite in C.
No, it's third suite for cello from the first movement. Beautifully played, as you'd expect it to be by him. You've got the mark. Frank, try this on your own. Again, it's a scale, this time in E-flat. It comes from near the start of a work appropriate, as it happens, to this building under its former name.
We're in the grounds of Holland House.
No, not as former as that,
I'm afraid. Sydney Smith.
No, you're going too far back. This is the Commonwealth Institute.
The Emperor.
It used to be called something
else. Yes, the Empire. Because it's the Emperor Suites, though.
Yes.
Because I heard a voice.
Beethoven's Emperor Suite. Doesn't sound familiar somehow.
Concerto. Well, the Emperor Suite was this particular room we were in.
Yes.
The dividing walls.
Yes, mark to shut up. It's the Emperor Concerto by Beethoven. This was originally called the Imperial Institute, and later, of course, for obvious reasons, became the Commonwealth Institute. Imperial equals Emperor.
For that, it was Holland House.
Ian, your scale is much slower. It's downwards. It's in the key of G. And while listening to it, you'd expect to see 2 people.
Yes.
You've got it. I tell from your gesture.
Well, yes. I think I've only got sort of about half an answer, which is that it's ballet music by Tchaikovsky.
Yes.
And as you said, 2 people, presumably it's a pas de deux.
Yes. And it comes
That's about as far as I'm prepared to go.
It comes from the...
Oh, visual clue. The Nutcrackers. Yes. What a mime artist you are, Steve.
Or the Fruit Cracker.
Yes. You've got, I think you've got a half mark. Let's start being tough for a while.
Yes. I don't deserve a full mark there. Because, I mean, you might have, with that gesture, been doing the odds against me getting a mark for the Tic Tac.
That's right, Tic Tac, yes. Dennis, right at the start of this round, there were some piano scales, upwards and downwards, from Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. What, though, is the popular song of some 40 years ago that consisted simply of a slow journey up and then down the scale? Sort of recitative, really. A line per note.
A line?
If I were... I'll give you a hint, because it's difficult, this. If I were accompanying it, I would play for the singer, and he would then sing... And then I would play.
Oh, yes. All of a sudden, my heart sings, yes. And I remember little things. Oh, I hated that song. Yes.
Yeah. So did the singers.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, my heart sings. And they like the top bit. The funny way you spray your hair.
Then they have to start going down again, isn't
it? But the singers didn't like it because it ended... All of a sudden, my heart sings. And you don't get applause with a low note.
No.
All of a sudden, my heart sings by Jamblin, Herpin, and Rome. Nice for Mr. Herpin to have a hit song, because he hadn't got much else going for him, had he? No. Earlier on in the programme, I mentioned The Mighty Handful. Frank, you first. What can you tell us about it, or them?
I think this is a handful in the sense of a bunch of five.
Oh, a bunch of five. Oh, I say.
And I can't remember much more, but it was five music composers.
Yes, that's
the
right.
The turn of the century.
Well, there's a later question for John about that. You've certainly earned your mark. Dennis, The Mighty Handful, did you have a thought?
Yes. Verdi. You now say why.
Why?
And I've written down a name of a song here. If you will sing the tune.
Pum, pa, ta, ti, pa, pum.
The Handful Chorus.
Do you know the story about Toscanini? He had once singing with him a mezzo-soprano who was terribly bad, and she was also terribly, terribly big. And finally, he couldn't stand it anymore at the rehearsal. He went up to her and he put one hand on each of her enormous bosoms. And he said, "Ah, if only these were brains."
Oh, John.
But that, of course, is two mighty handfuls.
How have you denied us that story for so long? Can you just tell us who the mighty handful were, the five? John, can you get their names?
Well, I can think of four-fifths of them.
Yes,
Rimsky-Korsakov, Mussorgsky, Cesar Qui, Borodin, and who the hell was the other one?
Balakirev.
Balakirev.
Everybody always forgets Balakirev. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, no, it's Qui they tend to forget, yeah. I would have thought. The term was coined by the critic Stasov, incidentally. Ian, you haven't had a turn yet. From which opera, by which of those five, does this come? Well... Yeah.
It's by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Yes, that's right.
And it's something to do with the Tsar.
Yes, Tsar.
That's about as far as I go.
Think of a lion's name.
Leo.
Yes.
Or Albert and the.
Yes. Butch. Oh, yeah, I was thinking of Sultan.
Star
Sultan by Rimsky-Korsakov. Well, now, leaving the scoring part, four very varied songs to round off our efforts for this week. It was in The Road to Morocco that Bing Crosby sang Moonlight Becomes You. It's in my music that Frank Muir sings it. Right, in B-flat, I think.
Throw me a key. Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right things to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. Oh, what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because it's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
John's song is unaccompanied, so I shall sit back happily to listen to Willow, Willow.
The poor soul sat sighing by a sycamore tree, singing Willow, 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 with his hand on his bosom and his head upon his knee. Oh, Willow, 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 Willow. Oh, willow, 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 willow shall be my garland. Sing, oh, the green willow, 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 ay me, the green willow shall be my garland. Oh, willow, 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 oh, willow. Shall be my garland.
But for real artistry.
Oh, Steve, we're going to slide down the social scale now from Moonlight.
Dennis, like the big pots do.
Yes,
I'll remind
like
you of the tune.
Right. When you're eating winkles and the pins are few, smash them with an hammer like the big pots do. Peas should not be eaten with a knife, it's true. Scoff them from the saucepan like the big pots do. Never put both elbows on the table when you eat. Leave a bit of room for other folk to park their feet. Always hold your kipper in one hand, not two, and wave it while you're talking like the big pots do. I tell you, the people who like Willow, Willow, Willow are going to hate that.
And vice versa.
And
yes. Now we come to Ian Wallace. Ian, come my own one.
Come, my own one, come, my fond one, come, my dearest unto me. Will you wed a poor sailor lad that has just returned from sea? You are ragged, love, you are dirty, love, and your clothes smell much of tar. So be gone, you saucy sailor boy, so be gone, you Jack Tar. If I'm ragged, love, if I'm dirty, love, and my clothes smell much of tar, I've silver in my pocket, love, bright gold in great store. As soon as she heard him say so, down on her bended knee she fell. I will wed my dear Henry, for I love a sailor lad well. Do you think that I am foolish, love? Do you think that I am mad to wed a poor country girl where no fortune is to be had? I'll across the briny ocean where the meadows are so green, and since you refuse the offer, love, some other girl shall wear the ring. I'm frolicsome, I'm easy, poor-tempered and free. I don't care a single pin, me boys, what the world thinks of me.
I don't care a single pin, me boys, what the world thinks of me. If you care a pin for our final score, you might like to know, it's a victory this week for Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Good night.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.